Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That you brought in tonight, Joe, about Target.
Yes.
They're upset about a shoplifting epidemic. And we'll get into that coming up. We've also got the situation with Starbucks, where apparently workers at more than 100 stores in the United States are now on strike. So we can talk about all that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I mentioned the Starbucks story earlier, so I'm going to jump into that one now from the Associated Press. Starbucks workers at more than 100 stores in the U.S. are on strike as of today, apparently, as their largest labor action since a campaign to unionize the company's stores began late last year. The walkouts coincide with Starbucks' annual Red Cup Day, when the company gives free reusable cups to customers who order a holiday drink. Workers say it's often one of the busiest days of the year.
Oh, geez.
And so that's when they decided to go on strike.
Because it got too busy?
Yeah, apparently they didn't want to work. It's too hard.
Oh, my God.
They say they're seeking better pay, more consistent schedules, and higher staffing levels in busy stores. Stores in 25 states plan to take part in the labor action, according to Starbucks Workers United, the group organizing the effort. Strikers are handing out their own red cups with union logos. They, and the Starbucks, which opposes the unionization effort, says it's aware of the walkouts and respects its employees' right to lawfully protest. The Seattle company noted the protests are happening at a small number of its 9,000 company-run U.S. locations. So, I think that people should be free to join and form unions. I think that in the absence of a government mandate, and there are a lot of government mandates when it comes to unionization, but in the absence of government mandates, meaning they would take the union side, for instance, and force certain things on an employer, if there's no government involvement, then let the employees form a union. But if you want to fire everybody, then you should be able to do that, right?
Yeah, like absolutely.
If you want to walk out on the busiest day of the year, and I can find somebody else who can brew a cup of
Felicia.
Coffee... Yeah, you're done. You're done. I mean, look, I'm not saying there aren't... I don't go to these stores, right? Like, I'm not a coffee drinker. Generally, I'll have a cup with Bonnie on a Sunday. You know, but that's it. That's it, right? Like,
right.
I don't have this addiction. I certainly, if I did, I wouldn't be spending $7 a day or whatever to go to Starbucks to feed that addiction.
Yeah, no.
So, I mean, this just doesn't make any sense to me. But, hey, you do you, whatever it is that floats your boat. If you like Starbucks and you want to spend a tremendous amount of money there, and time, by the way, the time of ordering and waiting and all that. So I'm not saying that there aren't baristas who are better than the average, right? Like they're,
yeah, absolutely.
They maybe are friendlier. They're better with people.
They sound like they would put up with a special cup at Starbucks Day.
You mean the good baristas,
yeah,
wouldn't complain about,
absolutely,
working?
Absolutely. No, yeah. They would be like, oh, I maybe make some more tips today.
Hell yeah, you would make more tips, right? Like,
yeah,
if you're helping people out and you're good at what you do, you're going to get tips from people.
Yeah.
It's just it's a no-brainer. And if you've got 10 times the customers coming in, you should probably get at least twice as many tips, maybe even more than that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
So anyway, quote, we remain committed to all partners. We'll continue to work together side by side to make Starbucks a company that works for everyone, the company said. So, I mean, the Starbucks company is run by a hard left Democrat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, even though they, quote unquote, oppose the unionization effort, they're obviously not, you know, firmly taking a stand against what is going on here. But the workers of the union are saying they want higher staffing levels in busy stores. Well, I suspect the owners or the operators of the stores, and I guess there's a lot of corporate, Are there even franchise Starbucks stores?
Around the world, yeah.
Are there? Okay.
Of course.
In this case, they're saying there's 9,000 corporate stores, company-run U.S. locations. So I wonder what the breakdown is between corporate versus...
All I know is that Starbucks is like the number one coffee shop in the world.
I believe it.
Technically, McDonald's would be number one.
For coffee?
Well, a lot of people buy coffees, maybe
from
just
McDonald's,
as many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it could be true. But anyway, they're saying they want higher staffing levels. You can't force people to work there.
No.
And right now, there's a huge issue with staffing every place. Like, everywhere is hiring.
In general, too.
Yeah, at least here in this area. And I've heard that it's true in other parts of the country, where finding people who are just simply willing to work is a huge challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is. I don't know what happened during COVID. I know that there were a lot of people that took welfare, and that kind of took them out of the working world for some period of time. But supposedly those welfare payments have ended in most places.
Yeah.
So why aren't they working now?
I like to think that maybe social media has made people lazy. Like, they can't watch more than, 30 seconds on a video. And, like, God forbid they serve coffee in the morning.
I heard somebody, I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was. And this was like a local, I think, that was telling this story, or at least somebody in this area. They said that there was a girl who was a teenager that got hired. I don't know if it was her first job. It could have been. She was 16. Got hired at a discount store. Not a grocery store per se, but there's this discount store called Mr. G's.
Mr. G's, yes.
Up in Walpole.
Yep. Awesome place, by the way.
Yeah, it's an interesting place. But they hired her to stock shelves, apparently, right? And then she quit, I think, the same day. She walked out. Bonnie's nodding her head. She walked out of the store the same day, quit her job, because it wasn't, quote-unquote, mentally stimulating enough.
Hmm. It's not really a hard job there. The staff definitely works hard there because they have to constantly replace things on the shelf. That's
sure.
How fast it goes. But, yeah, I would say that's probably one of the easier jobs out there, too.
But it wasn't mentally stimulating enough for this girl, so she walked off the job.
She could have wore headphones. I mean,
right? So, I mean, what was she expecting?
I know.
You got hired to stock the shelves, girl. You're not going to get, you don't have to do math problems
right.
While you're stocking the shelves. But anyway, so like maybe the Gen Zs are just spoiled and they just can't handle manual labor jobs or whatever. But if they're having trouble with stocking shelves, they're going to have trouble with getting people to mix coffees together.
Yes.
So
yeah, they can barely do that well, too.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can strike if you want to, but it's not going to make sure, it's not going to guarantee that Starbucks is going to be able to hire people. Anyway, more from the story here. Some workers plan to picket all day while others will do shorter walkouts. The union said the goal is to shut down the stores during the strikes and noted the company usually has difficulty staffing during Red Cup Day because it's so busy. Two of the baristas said they love being baristas in Philadelphia at the 34th Street and Chestnut Starbucks, but the work has gotten harder. They say, with this understaffed store trying to fill delivery orders and in-person orders simultaneously. Quote, it's just not viable, it's very stressful, and a lot of people don't really notice, like, the humans behind this assembly. And I get it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you work for a corporate store, people, they just want to get their coffee, right? They just want to go to work. I can see that people treat you, and it's not right. I'm not defending this at all, right? Like,
right.
I like to, whenever I go somewhere, whether it's, if it's a grocery store or whatever, I try to call the person by their first name.
Absolutely, yeah.
On their name tag, try to actually have a some sort of a pleasant interaction with that person. But I know I'm just one of many people, right? And a lot of people are not very nice. A lot of customers are rude, and they don't treat staff like they're human. So I get that. But that's just a problem with working for the public.
Especially people in the morning that haven't had that coffee yet.
That could be. But, that's just the problem with working for people working.
Yeah.
You're going to, you deal with the public, you're going to deal with everybody that's having a bad day.
Yeah.
Right? And you kind of have to understand that going into it. Being mad about your job isn't going to make the customer feel any better.
Right.
It's not going to make you feel any better. It's just going to make your day worse. Right? So if you can't handle having a few bad customers like a professional and keep a smile on your face, you should be working in a back stocking a shelf somewhere instead of working with customers. And here's the thing.
I don't really disagree with this all happening in one essence, and that would be that you should be working for corporate.
coffee shop.
You should not, you're saying?
You should not, yeah.
Yeah.
Try doing some more local stuff so that the money stays in our community. And that's, you know, work for a local barista.
Here's the thing. It's like, these guys are spending all this time protesting and all that. Right. Why don't they just go out and find another job?
They could.
Yeah. Literally, everyone's hiring. So it's like, it's not like you can quit Starbucks and have no opportunity.
This is a worker's environment.
Yeah, you can literally go knock on anyone's door. If you can fog a mirror, you're going to get hired there. There's more coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live phones are open. You can join us here. There are strikes going on at Starbucks stores, over 100 stores, on what is apparently one of the busiest days of the year. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Joa.
You can join us online anytime. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. By the way, if you worked or lived at Camp Lejeune between a certain couple years, it was 1953 to 1988, there was apparently contaminants in the drinking water during those years, and they could have led to some pretty nasty diseases. I'm going to give you a phone number here. You can call this number to see if you or a loved one are eligible for some payments because of these contaminants. If, for instance, you or your loved ones have suffered from cancer, Parkinson's, or another serious health issue, you should call this number. It's 888-918-1037. There might be some filing deadlines here, so don't wait on this. Call 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, money's already set aside. Give them a call at 888-918-1037. 1037. It's Ian and Joa here continuing. We're talking about, you know, working at a corporate job. And I was just asking you during the break, Joa, that, you know, have you ever worked at one of these corporate places before? I was thinking in the food industry, but you said you did a Staples gig for a
little
while.
Yeah, I worked at Staples.
I worked at Kmart, but they ended up rebranding to what they call Big Kmart for
Big K.
Some time in Florida. I worked there for several years, like 4 years, as a teenager. You said you were as a teenager back in the day. And, you know, I never had these problems, right? Like, maybe it's just because I was raised right by my parents who, you know, inculcated a good work ethic into me. But yeah, obviously there were some customers that were worse than others, but you deal with it, right?
It's like, expected.
Yeah, you keep a smile on your face, and then they move along.
Also, if you work at, like, say, Starbucks, you should expect some snooty customers.
Absolutely.
This is part of the job.
Absolutely. And, like you said, you should expect to get some tips, too, right? Like, if you're good at what you do, if you're friendly and you're not all uppity and angry and feeling like you're entitled to things.
Right.
Right? Because that's going to transmit. If you've got an attitude, then it's going to transmit to the customers.
Right.
And you're not going to get as many tips. So these are people who I think they don't like to work. Right. They don't want to. And I understand you don't want to take on extra responsibility. They hired you at a certain rate and they this is a thing that they do at corporations. Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, no, we're not going to hire a new manager and you're going to take on the manager duties, but we're not going to pay you like a manager. So I get it. Like, I'm not defending everything that Starbucks does. I'm sure they're a crappy company to work for. But, you know, like we said, everyone's hiring right now. So if you want to work at a local coffee shop, just go walk down Main Street.
Right.
And I bet you'll find more than one of them that's willing to hire you. And if you don't want to work in a coffee shop, then every place for the most part is hiring. Everything from manufacturing all the way to retail, you name it. It's out there. But let's get back to the story here because there's more about exactly what's going on. Again, they got some quotes from some of the workers, quote unquote, the ones that are not working today, talking about the frustrations of working for the company. One of them, Sylvia Baldwin, she's 26. She's on the store's bargaining committee. Remember, these are the stores where they are trying to unionize these. The employees are unionizing. And now this is something Starbucks is opposing, and they're going to get into how that is. She says she's frustrated the union hasn't been able to bargain with Starbucks. Striking on Starbucks' busiest day felt inspiring to her, and it will, quote, be impossible to ignore, she said. Others, including Michelle Eisen, a union organizer at one of the first stores to organize in Buffalo, New York. Of course, it's New York, right? Like, how much do you want to bet the majority of these stores that are unionized are in New York and California?
I'm not surprised.
According to the story here, she said workers are angry that Starbucks promised higher pay and benefits to non-union stores. So this is how they're really, like, getting them, right? So
right.
So the unions, these people started talking about forming a union, and Starbucks said, hey, look, we can't prevent you from forming a union. We wouldn't try to prevent you from forming a union. If you really want to form a union, you do what you want.
Yeah. Wait until this new union forms and these union members realize they have to pay union dues. to grease the gears of the nonsense that they're trying to create.
But if the union were to work, then the union dues would be worthwhile for them because they would get paid more, right?
Well, Yeah, but then you got to pay the due, which is breaking pretty much even.
That's probably not the case. Otherwise, why would people want to join the union?
Yes, but the unions have not been great. I mean, they've been abusive in ways because they use the state to sort of, like, force certain things.
They do.
But ultimately, like, the teachers' union is just terrible.
Oh, no doubt. The unions, especially the teachers' unions, are politically connected.
Right, and they protect the teachers. They literally, you can't fire teachers now.
Yeah.
You have to, like, sexually abuse kids.
Like, there's a reason why people join these unions, right? Like, they, because, like, for instance, in construction unions or whatever, you know, like you see in New York City or whatever, they get certain multiples. Their pay is based on, like, the minimum wage
right.
times 10 or something, right? Like, there's a certain multiple factor that pushes them way above what a non-union person would get. And so, obviously, these people thought that that was going to happen. Oh, well, we're going to form a union. We're going to come together, and we're going to negotiate with Starbucks to double our pay. Which, of course, would increase the cost of the coffees. But,
like, it wasn't expensive enough there.
Right. But here's what Starbucks did. Starbucks said to them, look, we can't stop you. If you want to form a union, you go right ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah.
But what they said was, what we're going to do is if you aren't union, we're going to pay you more. We're going to give raises to every store where there's no union. So they're trying to disincentivize
yes.
the forming of the union, which is a brilliant move. So according to this, Starbucks is even saying, hey, look, you union guys, we're following the law here. Okay, we're just trying to follow the law. They can't give union stores pay hikes without bargaining. So they cannot raise the rates of the pay of the union workers unless they can go and have the bargaining process where they meet with the union reps and they try to say, okay, well, this is what the workers need to get paid, blah, 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 and then they have to come to an agreement. So Starbucks is saying, hey, look, we're not bargaining with you.
Yeah, they're basically, the corporate Starbucks is like, oh, wow, these you know, first-time jobbers that serve coffee are going to try to form a union?
Yeah. So, yeah, they have their union. But that's it. That's like the end of the story. So now they're striking, right? Because
yeah.
they can't bargain, so they're just not going to work at all. At a store in Seattle, less than 3 miles from Starbucks headquarters, workers said managers were making drinks while baristas picketed outside. Quote, it's been almost a year since we told Starbucks we're unionizing this location, and we still haven't been able to get them to agree to a time for contract negotiations.
Wait a second. This is San Francisco?
Seattle.
Seattle? Okay, I guess it's
the home
like
city.
Yeah,
home
I guess,
city.
Yeah, Seattle. I could see people in Seattle not happy about their wage. Okay, I'm sure it's very expensive to live there. So I just, they don't need to unionize. It's just like they should all plan a mass walkout if they
That's
don't.
That's what they're doing.
I know, but not. I know, just that like
without
specific locations. Yeah, and like,
but the other ones aren't mad because they got a raise.
Right.
The other workers are like, yeah, we're doing fine.
Oh, I'm not going to strike.
Yeah. The number here is 603-283-6160. So had these people not joined the union, they would have gotten higher wages
right. And
more benefits. So the number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to comment on unions, you can weigh in. Maybe you've been involved in them and you want to weigh in from that perspective, or maybe you've been in opposition to them from a management ownership perspective. You can join us here. This is...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces her plans for her future on the House floor Thursday.
With great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Pelosi's announcement paves the way for current caucus chair Hakeem Jeffries to succeed her after months of steadily building support. Border agents confront drug smugglers off the coast of Puerto Rico.
Multiple U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents were shot while boarding a suspected smuggling boat off the coast of Puerto Rico Thursday morning. It took place 14 miles off the coast of Cabo Rojo, Puerto Rico. That's on the southwest part of the island. The agents are being airlifted to a Puerto Rico trauma center. No other details were released at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join the show at 603-283-6160. We're talking about the union strike going on today, apparently, at Starbucks locations. Not all of them. In fact, a very small number of them, probably in the big cities where you're more likely to find union types. People have joined a Starbucks Workers United union, and they're demanding, of course, higher wages and more employees and so on and so forth. But Starbucks, interestingly, is not negotiating, or they're trying to avoid getting into bargaining, quote-unquote, with the unions. They've, in fact, even told people, hey, if you're in a store that is not unionized, we're going to give you a raise. We're going to give you more benefits. So the union workers are actually the lowest paid, it sounds like, compared to some of the other ones. But we'll continue with the story here. And your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. Now we go to the phones to somebody that doesn't know anything about working. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes, sir. Hold on, let me get up there. Yeah, so I was on the bus, and I saw them getting rid of the old swamp coolers, the evaporator coolers, into air conditioning on top of the roof. And it turns out, like, the winter time is, like, the best time to buy that cheapest air conditioner and the best time to convert it. And I'm quite bewildered why this is.
Wait, so, why air conditioners on sale in the wintertime? Actually, it makes logical sense. There's no sales of air conditioners in the wintertime. right?
Meaning that there's people not looking to buy during the winter, so that's when you get the best deals.
Right.
Is that supply and demand? Because I was saying,
yes.
I saw them advertised. I was like, what are you talking about? Nobody wants to think about air conditioning in the middle of December. But they were like, if you buy a heater, you'll get an air conditioning for free or something crazy. And
that's
I saw
that
on the roof.
It's like in the summertime here in New Hampshire, wood is on sale. You know, wood's on sale. Burning firewood, you know, for your wood stove.
But during the winter.
In the winter, it goes up.
Top dollar
it goes up
for
in
it.
Price, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is called supply and demand. Correct, Sarah. Very, very good. You figured it out.
This is one step closer to working.
Yeah, it's our brains working.
Understanding.
Yeah.
Well, what about overstocking? I've seen a lot of products on sale. If they over miscalculate, if they overorder with the many items too.
Yeah, that's right. That in that case, that's where a store, for instance, thinks they're going to sell so many of a certain item,
right.
And then it turns out not that many people were interested in that item, and so rather than having them taking up shelf space, they decide to mark the price down. And maybe, you know, hopefully they don't take a loss on the item, lower the price down to, you know, where they're still making a little bit of money, and then they can get it off the shelves.
Or they
mark it down to below their cost, and then they have to take a loss.
This one time I was in Walmart, and I bought a whole cart, a grocery cart full of peanut butter, because each peanut butter jar, Jiffy, was 2 cents each.
Whoa.
So I was like, I'm just going to wheel this whole cart right to the register.
2 cents.
Yeah.
What'd you do with them?
Fed them to pigs.
Wow. Nice.
But I just want to comment about the Starbucks. You know, I happen to love Starbucks, and I'm just amazed that the workers.
Can you spend
so
EBT
miserable.
At Starbucks?
No, you don't. But you know what I like? I like is the hours. They're open.
How do you do it? How do you? Are you selling your EBT money for like 50% and then taking the cash in for Starbucks?
Well, I mean, I pay cheap rent. I only pay $350, so I got some money left over to buy a latte every now and then.
Where does it come from, though? Where do you get the cash from? Because you're getting a bunch of welfare payments. So are they giving you a check?
Yeah, well, most of it, I get about $840 in cash, so I can afford
cash.
To buy a cup of coffee here and there.
Where do you get cash from?
Whoa!
Is it Albuquerque or New Mexico that's giving you cash for welfare?
Well, this is a federal program. I could get this any state, 50 states.
Right.
But it's a good place to meet people.
Wait, where does the cash come from? I'm just trying to understand.
I know where it comes from, Ian. It comes from you. It comes from me.
No, I get that. I get where the welfare comes from. It comes from productive people that pay taxes.
Right.
But still, like, normally I thought they give you, like, a debit card, and then you can only use that on certain things. Like, there's certain things that are excluded.
That's like EBT.
Right. They don't want you to buy alcohol with it, for instance.
But that's for the EBT. I only got, like, $30 in EBT cash, because most people will go buy alcohol, cigarettes, and dope, and whatever.
Right.
The EBT, that's the welfare. But the cash is the Social Security check.
Oh, the check.
So I get that at a high rate, so that's separate. But I don't get
You get quote unquote disability because you told somebody you had a bipolar.
Well, the thing is, I cracked up. I had a hospital record. I was homeless for 10 years, so they considered me not working for over a year considered disabled.
Right, because you're lazy,
you
got to claim you're disabled.
Sarah, you do seem intellectual enough to be able to hold a job, say,
she
like
could.
A barista at Starbucks. What's stopping you from doing that? Is it just too comfortable to collect a check?
Well, the thing is, I have not worked a job since I was 17 years old.
Right, so because she's a loser, she always has to be a loser.
Sarah, let me ask you, Sarah, is it possible that you could actually get a job right now? Is there a job that you could actually do, or you just can't and you have to, you know, live off the system? Is there a job that you could do, you think you could do?
Something? I help Richard marketing my network company, but I don't get paid for it. I just help. He gets paid, but I don't get paid.
So you're willing to work for free. Are you willing to, let me ask you, Sarah, are you willing to work for an income? Are you willing to work at McDonald's you could even work at the post office. You could work.
They're hiring for like $20 an hour.
Yeah.
For income. I'm just happy doing what I'm doing.
I know that. So I'm not asking you
to lose her check.
I know.
That's
Sarah,
she wants.
Sarah, no, Sarah. No, no, no. I'm asking you if you could do these things. This is possible. You could go work at the post office. Could you do that?
it's hard to explain, but I like my life the way
I'm not asking if you like your life. I'm not asking if you like your life. I'm asking you if do you think it's possible that you could sell stamps?
No, I you know, I'm too unstable. That's why I like
She's crazy.
My own business. I just do as much as I feel
you're
like.
You're just too crazy, isn't that right, Sarah?
Way,
you know. You're too crazy.
Yeah,
that's why you can't work.
Well, by telling the people that I like to do when I feel like the manic thing, I do everything, and then I get depressive, and I just quit, drop everything. So I like this, my own business.
But amazingly, Sarah, bipolar people are working all over the United States.
Yep. I know a lot of I don't want to drop anybody's names. I was going to. But I know some people that are bipolar, really extreme cases. I mean, like, some of the worst I've ever seen. I'm not even joking when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this hospitalization.
Oh, not there.
But anyways,
oh, yeah.
They're working full time. Actually, they work two jobs stably. Stable.
Well, I mean, they must be on medications, but when they get off, they walk off a job. They're wandering around homeless, like 3,000 miles away. They blow their money. They
is that what happens to you? I'm just curious. Like, is that happening to you? That
you're... The thing is, I have done that stuff before. I dropped everything, hitchhiked to another town, wander on. I mean, but I can't.
Are you on medication?
I'm supposed to be, but I don't take it. But I'm a little bit stable, but, you know, I like my life, and I have meetings. I meet. That's why I like Starbucks. I like to meet up with people to do presentations at Starbucks because I like their hours. And I'm like, I love the coffee. Why is the workers having to strike? I don't understand it.
They don't have to strike. They're only striking at 100 stores. That's hardly any stores.
Yeah, but I thought they were being paid fairly. I try to tell them.
They are. They are. The problem is they want more. I mean, you can't blame somebody for wanting to get paid more, right? Like, I understand that. That's, you know, who doesn't want to get paid more?
Right.
But the question is, what are you actually worth in the marketplace? And these are things, of course, that Sarah doesn't understand. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. But there's a certain going rate for a barista. There's a certain amount that even the best barista is worth, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what that is, but I don't know if it's that much higher than the, you know, average barista. Maybe it is. Or maybe they just figure, okay, we're gonna get paid more with tips. So you'll start at the same rate, hourly, and if you're better than the other ones, you'll make more in the tip jar. Then, of course, if they're splitting the tip jar evenly between everybody that's in the workplace.
Well, we all know that doesn't really happen, though.
Splitting it evenly. You don't think?
Not all the time.
I've never worked at Starbucks.
You got a $100 tip, and then there's a jar of $100 that's supposed to be split. You think you're splitting your $100 evenly amongst everyone?
Yeah, you wouldn't know if it was $100 for you or $100 for somebody else.
But what I'm saying,
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Join the show in these remaining moments. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
And Joa.
Joa, Breaking the Flaw. You can follow his channel on Odyssey and still on YouTube.
Yeah, still on YouTube, but mostly there. Odyssey.
Yeah, check him out on your preferred platform. But he's been dealing with a situation over the last couple weeks now involving a corrupt, as many of them are, politician who's not just corrupt but also violent. Usually politicians let the thugs do their enforcement for them. This one attacked you physically,
yes,
Joa, during a recent gathering of protesters outside of a debate that happened. Yeah. Video is available at freekeen.com.
Indisputable video.
Crystal clear, yeah. And this guy accused you,
yes,
of hitting him.
Correct.
When in point of fact, he was the one who hit you, and
right,
that's what the video shows.
Yes.
You want to bring a lawsuit against this guy.
Well, I did file a complaint against him at the police, and they sent me an email a couple of days ago saying they're still looking into it.
Still investigating. But you approached a lawyer in the meantime because,
yes,
you know, it's not a bad idea to have one of those.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
But they usually want to get paid,
yep,
right? And so this guy wants $1,600?
Correct. $1,600 to take on this case, and I believe that he's going to do a good job because he's helping me.
In theory, you'll make it back, right? Like, in
yes,
theory,
yes,
you'll be able to cover the cost with a settlement check.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Ideally, but realistically, I need $1,600. Just to get this lawyer.
All right.
And
you're doing a fundraiser.
That's correct. And you can go to givebutter.com/flaw, F-L-A-W.
Mm.
And Give Butter is great because it's you have a choice if you want to donate to Give Butter. So
they
ask for a dollar, and everything that you donate on there goes directly to my lawyer. It's going to be transferred directly to him. It's not going to go in my hands at all.
Okay.
That's
nice.
Yep. Yeah, it's up to you if you want to donate to them. They do not require it. And, $1,600 is going to go a long way, guys.
Debit card, credit card donations?
I believe so, yeah. I think it takes just about anything there in that sense. My lawyer is a good lawyer. He's helped me before in the past. I got a settlement, but now I need to go after Goffstown and against these criminal charges. Misdemeanor, right? Misdemeanor B charges, which, you know, I could just see a fine. I'm not going to see jail time, I don't think.
Looks like payment options include PayPal, Google Pay, Venmo, and paying with a debit or credit card.
Right. All right.
You're currently at 1,000-something?
1,025, I think.
1,025, so more than half the way to the goal.
It took me a day to do that.
And that's really good.
Yeah.
For one day.
For real, yeah.
That's incredible.
Thank you, everyone that's done has donated so far. So.
Yeah, so you can jump in there. Go to givebutter.com/flaw. Now, tell me about the Give Butter. Are they, are they going to get all uppity? Are they going to find out that you're an activist?
I don't think so. No, they've helped other people in the past. No. It's much better site. There's another one like Give Go Send or something.
Give Send Go.
Give Send Go. Yeah, they're similar. Yeah, and like so, there's multiple of them that people prefer, and Give Butter is like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that they're using Give Butter during the trucker thing up in Canada.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, it's reliable. It's not something they can shut down if you know. Not to say that they would, but they can watch the video themselves and determine if
sure
what they think can keep me up or not.
GiveButter.com/flaw if you want to help him out. So let's see, you had a news story tonight about corporate shoplifting going on.
Well,
what is happening out
there? I'm really surprised. I just listened to this report, this video here. We're not going to watch it. I listen to it now, but they were saying that last year it was $400 million at Target is how much they got stolen, and over $20 million nationwide.
$20 billion. Wow. Okay.
Of stolen goods. Target is blaming shoplifting for the
we're
big
talking
hit
about
on its profits.
Professional shoplifters.
Correct.
These are like serious gang operations.
Right. Where it's not just like individual, like sneaky behind underneath your clothes.
Yeah, not just some crackhead that
wants to
steal some lipstick or whatever.
This is a group of people, and they would go and target businesses. They've done it in San Francisco to other big, retailing
outlets. We've talked
about
it here. Have you seen the video of this stuff happening? It's crazy.
Yes, yeah.
It's crazy. Dudes just going into like CVS or Walgreens with literally like a huge knapsack. They will ride their bicycle into the store and just walk around and throw stuff off the shelves into this big bag and then just walk out.
Yeah, Target's saying they lost $600 million. They're projected to have lost over $600 million, over half a billion dollars
in
profits.
And that's up from $400 million?
Yep.
In the last year?
Correct.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
And I don't know if you ever knew about this story. This guy in like San Francisco, I think it was, he has a convenience store of some sort. And because the law in California says you can steal up to $200 of goods and not get arrested for it, or I don't remember.
It's higher than that.
It's higher than that. I was like, yeah, I think you're right. It was like 800 or something.
Yeah, it's like 800 or 9, somewhere in that range.
Well, the guy,
you
created.
You can do misdemeanor and they do nothing, basically.
Well, basically, upcharged everything in a store over like
$990,
and then he had a coupon and that said gives you a discount, and so that it would make it normal retail price.
So normal customers get the regular price.
Right. So if you steal, say you stole five items, it goes over $5,000. Now you're committing
a
felony.
That's smart. Where was this guy located?
I think it was San Francisco because he had a real problem with it. That's where it started.
That's where a lot of this is happening. But you're saying it's spreading out of San Francisco. And it's going to other cities.
Well, yeah, it's everywhere now. And we've seen a lot of videos, I'm sure, if you've paid attention to
them. Well, I don't know if it's everywhere. We don't hear a lot about it up here. I've not heard about it.
Well, yeah, it's hard to happen here in New Hampshire because everyone carries.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you're probably not going to get, well, I don't know. Yeah, the criminals are probably nervous about doing it here for good reason.
And, yeah, so CFO Michael Fidelke, I think it's his name, Fidelke, said in an earning conference call this past week, this is an industry-wide problem that is often driven by criminal networks. And it's so this is, you know, very organized.
Yeah, basically, from what I read when we talked about this before, was they hire losers, right? Like, so they'll hire homeless people or whatever to go in and take the risk and do the actual shoplifting, and then they pay them, right, for whatever fraction of the value. Like, you know, so they hire some homeless drug addict. He goes
into
the store,
though.
And he loads up a bag full of stuff, takes it back to these people. They give him crack or whatever it is that, you know, they're going to pay him with.
Right, because what is he risking? Some free food in jail?
Yeah, and
right.
then they sell the stuff on, you know, eBay or whatever.
But usually what they do is like these flash mob type robberies.
That happens too.
Where they get 20 to 40 people, maybe more. I've seen huge crowds and they go in and they just sweep out the entire store. And they're out of stock.
Yeah, that's insane. And that's that stuff is leading to stores just, you know, giving up entirely. I mean, we've seen stores like CVS and, you know, Walgreens, they're starting to lock down shelves. So you've seen, and I'm sure everyone's seen the areas of stores, and they're usually very seldom in better areas where, you know, this stuff isn't happening like crazy. It's usually like the highest dollar stuff, right? The most expensive stuff. You got to call a staff member over. They come with a key. They open it up. Now it's like shampoo.
Yeah. Like they have a video here, and they're talking about how in Las Vegas, Minneapolis, and other places, they're now locking up toothpaste.
Yeah. Seriously.
Toothpaste is expensive.
$6, $4 items, you know?
Yeah, those are easy to pocket. I mean, you know.
It's crazy. But that's the thing. These people aren't being subtle about it. They're just coming right in and just clearing off shelves.
Yep. And it's like even Rite Aid in New York City is having a problem with this, and I could see people just walking in and walking out at Rite Aid. And I have seen, and I think it was Boston, I've seen armed guards at just regular convenience stores. Are they really effective? I don't know.
Well, it depends. What are they authorized to do? You know, are they just authorized to stand there and look tough?
They are. That's exactly what they're there for.
They can't actually do anything.
They could stand in the way, and then if the guy pushes them out of the way while he's trying to steal stuff, then that guy can be charged with assault. So the security can't put hands on. Only if someone's in imminent danger, they're allowed to put hands on.
I don't know if that's true everywhere, okay? Because when I
they can hold them.
When I was growing up in Florida working at Kmart, the loss control guy was allowed to detain a shoplifting suspect.
But he
had to witness it.
Right.
He couldn't just think somebody was shoplifting and hold them. But if he saw him, then he could hold him to the police.
Well, they can easily just watch the video real quick and then hold you.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be a problem. But yeah, that's pretty much it with this article here.
But again, that may not be true in California, right? Like there may be different rules where store security isn't allowed to put hands on people. So I don't know if it's true everywhere. That would be a question that would be interesting to find out.
Okay, here's some numbers for you. In 2020, 32,000 retail thefts. It's up to almost 44,000.
Wow.
And that was last year. Sorry, 44,000 was 2021. And we're expecting it to be a higher number here this year.
And if you don't like paying higher prices for things, I got bad news for you. Prices go up, the more things get stolen. More stuff gets the regular
like the money out of your pocket.
They have to pay for it because the store has to raise the prices to
make up the difference.
Right. So, you know, all you do, you're not hurting the corporation if you're stealing. You're hurting your neighbor.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. MilitaryTech.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.